If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask as we enter into the fifth week of Easter that we may be filled with your Spirit and know the glory of your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, this is the last regular week of Easter. No, by that I mean it's actually not. The last week, regular week of Easter is the seventh. But what I mean by that is next week we have Ascension in that. And then we enter into that time between the Ascension and Pentecost, which is all part of Easter. But this is the last week of Easter that we are not dealing with the looking forward to Pentecost on a different level than we do this week. So we are moving along in Easter pretty well, pretty quickly. And of course, as you know, Easter is longer than Lent because we are Easter Catholics more than we are Lenten Catholics. So always keep that in mind. Today is the feast, or the memorial, actually is a better word, of St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Very powerful saint and woman, obviously, who was a great inspiration to many in the church. And obviously we can say that as well. But one of the things she's most known for is she was, now keep this in mind, kind of look at this whole picture. She is a woman, she's considered a doctor of the church, but obviously at the time she wasn't a saint. She's not declared a saint until after she dies and she's declared that there are clear signs that she is in heaven. But one of the powerful things that she did as a woman, as a highly respected woman, was this was a time when they had what was known as the Avignon Papacy. Now, if you're not sure what that is, there was a time where there were two popes. I mean, two popes for a long time. There was one in Avignon, and the term for those popes today is an anti-pope. So there was the pope in Avignon, and then there was the regular lineage of pope in Rome. One of the things that they brought out in the seminary when I was there is there were actually two John the 23rds, because one of the what they called anti-popes was John the 23rd in Avignon, but the actual John the 23rd was the pope in the 1960s. So we understand that there were these two popes, Avignon and Rome, and it was St. Catherine of Siena who said, hey, this thing has got to stop, and this Avignon papacy needs to end, and it convinced the pope from Avignon to be returned to being united with the pope in Rome. So that's one of her most powerful accomplishments, St. Catherine of Siena. So very powerful thing indeed. In our reading today, we also look at some powerful material as well. And what we're looking at is from Acts 14. We see something that's important to realize, and that is there was this great persecution, and because of the persecution, this was in the area, according to the reading today, around Lystra and Derbe and Lyconia, the people who were suffering the persecution left that area, and as it says, they went and started preaching the gospel elsewhere. So you see that persecution was an avenue to spread the gospel. Very powerful message of this. It's also the famous passage that we see in Acts 14 where St. Paul is doing these great miracles and people start to worship them as if they were members of the court of Zeus. And this is something Paul is coming out, and he says something that, you know, there are all these lines in the Gospels, or actually this is in the Gospel, in the Bible, including the Acts of the Apostles, where you're going to find something extremely powerful, and then but you realize it's just like a line that's there, and it can easily be lost. So you have Barnabas and Paul who are being treated as if they are gods, and they're saying, no, we're not gods. We are just men in service to the Lord. And that's an important consideration, because here they are looking at these men, Paul and Barnabas, doing things that they would only expect gods to do. And they're saying, no, we are men. What does that say? That says that this influence by the Holy Spirit is deepening our humanity. And that's a very powerful message to get there, because it wasn't, if we turn around and we say, well, this is just Paul and Barnabas, and they have very special powers, and that's who they are, then we take them out of the realm of human. But they are saying, through the Holy Spirit working through them, they are bringing this healing, which is, they're healing a man who had never walked in his life. They are bringing this healing. So that is really deepening their preaching of what exactly a human being is. Now, it was kind of interesting, just to kind of mention this on the side. I was in Pittsburgh, as you know, as you may know, last or a couple weeks ago. And I didn't know this. I was talking to someone and was telling me that that was the home, the home city of Catherine Kuhlman. Now, if you didn't know who Catherine Kuhlman was a woman healer. And she was Christian, she was Presbyterian, and she would travel around the country. She had her own program, and she would do this healing. But whenever she preached, she said, you know, basically preaching, I don't remember her exact words, but anyone who is in Christ can do this. So that's as I remember. I may have those words wrong, just so you know, if I don't have, but I seem to remember her preaching that, and meaning that, because this is the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, St. Paul talks about that when he talks about wanting to see everyone have the gift of healing. But we see this powerful gift that is happening, and everyone is saying, no, they could only be doing this if they are gods. And they're turning around and saying, no, they're not gods. They are in Christ, which also, as I say, brings a deeper definition to the human being through our relationship with Christ. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the St. Anthony Overnight from the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us on CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. In a world where not everyone can make it to church every Sunday, our program becomes a bridge, delivering God's word to those who are unable to attend and those who are looking for that boost of support in order to live the gospel and encouragement. Just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs. We are called to spread his word even if people can't come to hear it. That's why our program exists, to bring God's message to them, but we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring home hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. If you'd like to contact me about being a sponsor or an underwriter of the program, please check us out at ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org, SaintAnthonyAlston.org. You can also find us at Catholic Audio Media, and you can contact us through that medium as well. So we're back, and we're talking about this powerful message that we're seeing in Acts of the Apostles, where Paul and Barnabas are treated as if they are gods and saying, no, we're not gods. Now, as I said earlier in the program, it's easy to lose us, to just kind of go right over that and not realize what a profound statement that is. And this is a powerful statement. This movement of the Spirit is calling us to a deeper level of who we truly are as human beings. This is important. This is key, because if we listen to the world, and the world is right now caught up in a materialistic reality, there is no such thing as the spiritual world. And you're going to listen to that from many people in the world. Well, that is going to give you a dry sense of humanity, and very dry, simple. But we're called to have a deeper sense of humanity, a deeper reality, a deeper truth. And that deeper truth comes to us from being united in Christ, who is leading us to a deeper reality of who we have been created to be as human beings. And that's across the board. So we see that powerful moment. And as I said, you can go over that very quickly, but that one line in Acts 15 really leads us to come to the Lord and basically ask what I learned when I was a hermit out in the desert, the words of St. Francis of Assisi. Was Tessa Bilecki who taught this on a tape. Who are you, O Lord, and who am I? Who are you, O Lord, or who am I? That's what St. Francis kept asking of the Lord. Very powerful question that it's important for us to ask. We're going to talk more tomorrow, as we always do. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.